So much going on with everything that's shifting around, and you know, there's a lot astrologically happening as always, but I think we're feeling it a little bit more now. And I want this hour to be a bit of a break from all of that. We can never fully escape from it, right? But I just want us, I'd love for us all to be able to connect around growth and around expanding our minds and around community and just bringing our energy back down to center. And I think the way that we can do that is, let's just jump right into what my topic today is going to be about. Today we're talking about activating your inner mother. Today we're talking about connecting with that beautiful, mothering, feminine, nurturing energy that exists within all of us, that sometimes just needs a bit of attention, and we just sometimes need to give it a bit of that attention in order for it to thrive and to feel taken care of. So I am really excited to jump into all that today. And before we get to the meat of the topic, I just want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. Renee is here. Hi, Renee. You don't have to show up every time, but I love that you're so consistent. You just pop in, and it's makes me smile every time I get to see you. So thank you so much for being here. Terry, my dear, is here. Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Renee says volume's a little low. Yeah, I know. I've been working on that. I need to get this mic a little closer to me, but we're figuring out the setup every time. So thank you. I just tweaked it a little bit. But let me know if we can change. Let me know if that fixed it a little bit, if that helps. Thank you. Your feedback always helps so much. So thanks. Always let me know if there's anything that's hard to see or is bothering you. Gypsy Skies Caravan is Tara. Hi, hun. Thank you for being here. And Quelly is here. Oh, wonderful. Quelly, thank you for being here, hun. My Bay Area girly. Thanks, my dear. Good to see you. All right. Sounds like volume's better. Thanks so much, you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. If anyone would like a reading, go ahead and leave your request for a reading in the chat. If you'd like just a card pulled. As you guys know who've watched before, you end up getting a bit more than a card most of the time. I just kind of have to keep going with that flow. And I do read intuitively, and there's just I've got a relationship with these cards, and it's we just let it run. So go ahead and leave a request for a card, or if you have a specific question, if there's something going on in your world, if you need a bit of clarity, if you're at a crossroads or needing to make a decision, or something's been weighing on your mind and you don't know why, go ahead and leave the details so that I can help you navigate that a little bit. Sometimes you just need that outside perspective to be able to provide a bit of guidance. And I'm so happy to connect with you all and help however I can. For those of you who are listening in the on 1-2 Radio, if you are just watching on YouTube, you should know that we also live stream over at 12radio.com, which is where you can find a wonderful wide variety of our radio hosts. We have years worth of shows over at 12radio.com, and it's just, there's so much wisdom and healing and community waiting over there for you. So if you'd like to jump over and listen to some of the shows that are on demand or listen live, you're welcome to. If you're listening on 12 Radio and you would like to join me on YouTube, you can head into the chat room and click on the link that I posted in the chat room. And let me just check out everyone here, make sure that I don't have anyone I'm missing in Facebook. Okay. But yeah, if you would like to... If you would like to connect in any way or have a reading, you can leave a chat on the Facebook banner or you can leave it in the live stream chat as well. So just let me know however you would like to connect. Jean is jumping straight into our topic today. I have learned that my inner mother can be a real mother. Yeah, it's there's so many layers to who our inner mother is, and it's something that is, it's a deep and personal topic for each of us, right? So I'm going to jump into all of it, I promise. But first, I do want to connect with you all with the general reading. This is a reading that is timeless, so whenever you're watching this, this message is for you. And if you are watching this live or if you are catching this at a later time, I hope this message is able to provide you with a bit of clarity with whatever you're struggling with or feeling they need to be confronted. Let's just see where we go with this message, because this one is for you all today. Let's see, we have the Swan reversed. The Swan is all about change. I feel like maybe we're fighting change a little. There may be some, and we have the Earth Fairy reversed. It seems like there's a significant change coming that you may be struggling against. You may, the Earth Fairy is all about grounding and foundation and familiarity and comfort and security. And this seems like this change holds a lot of unknowns for you. It seems like this change is a fairly significant change. This isn't just a small thing that's coming up. It feels like you've also maybe been anticipating this for a while. Like this may be something that has been coming up for a long time. You have perception here. You have known about this for a while, and it's like you're dragging your feet, you're fighting it. And the invitation here is there are people within your community with communication. There are people within your community who will help you through this change. You should not go through this in solitude. You should not go through this change alone. So many messages lately that have been coming through for everyone that I've been connecting with has been about reaching out and about not going through something that you're struggling with in solitude and connecting with the people in your world. It really feels like this has been such a consistent message, unlike any other time that I've noticed. This is really, it's a time where we need to be coming together and not hiding and worried about, not worried about judgment. It seems like there's so much love that's waiting for you within your community. So whatever this change is that you're fighting, it is positive change. It's bringing good change to you. That is quite clear. And so maybe you just need to talk through it with somebody. Or maybe you just need to realize you have more options and you do that through communicating with the people in your world. So communicate and lean into it. Don't fight it. This is okay change. This is bringing good things. Let me see. Tara is saying, I'd love a card. Perhaps in keeping with the topic, let's go into my family, my mother, myself as a mother, feeling sad that I don't get to spend more time with my kids while they're off for the summer. Yeah, Tara, let me see what's coming up. Okay, birth, rebirth for you. Again, we're going to throw a couple cards here because I... Protection, yeah. Birth, rebirth is also a signal of cycles, right? It's a signal of repetition and new beginnings. And it seems like you may be very protective over, obviously, of your children, you feel like a very protective mother. The mama bear saying is coming to mind. And it feels like you really... It feels like that process of letting go and letting them go out into the world and letting them explore and try things on and see how it goes and try and fail and get it back up again and keep trying, it feels like that's been a really big struggle for all mothers, but for you as well. I know that it's scary. And the invitation here for you, this is clear that this is this state that you've been in. Yeah, they're safe. The Merlin is so holds so much wisdom. The Merlin holds just an incredible amount of intuition, magic, synchronicity. It's a beautiful, really powerful card. The Merlin is actually the first card in this Oracle deck, and it is just, it is sitting with an experience. It's clear that you have raised these beautiful children with a strong connection to their intuition, with a really deep understanding of who they are, so that when they are trying these new things and when they are going off and exploring into the world, they have a very clear sense of self. And when they fail, it's not going to crumble them. When they make mistakes, it's not going to set them back in that sense. They feel very steady. And it also seems like you really do have, you have a really grounded connection with them. So it's clear that they will come back when they need that ability to center themselves again, because you are so, you have that stability there. So I hope that resonates. It's almost an invitation just for you to know that you've done an incredible job with these babies. You've done an incredible job as a mother. And maybe this is the time, the timing of this topic is fascinating for you, because maybe it is that opportunity for you to shift back into mothering yourself and to nurturing yourself in this very significant shift that's coming for you of allowing your babies to go do their thing and see how they do. And rather than sitting in worry, sit in self-love and knowing that you've done an incredible job. So I hope that resonates, Tara, my dear. Let me know if you'd like any further clarity on anything that I touched on. I see that Pamela is here saying hello. Thank you for being here, hun. I really appreciate you being here. And also just a note, I see that it's kind of hard to see the chat on the screen, so I'll change that for next week, but we're trying a bunch of new stuff. So that's one thing that we, that I'm learning and seeing how we can go. Oh, thank you for such a nice message. Of course, yes. It's so genuine. It's clear that you have done a beautiful job with these kids, and that job is never over, but you can sit in peace that you have, that all that hard work has paid off, is worth it. All the years. It's significant. It is. All right. You guys, so our topic today of activating your inner mother. So we'll just do a quick summary of what we talked about last week. If you haven't watched the live stream from last week, I put the link in the description so you can go check that out. It was a wonderful conversation about the way that you can interact with your inner child, both in a light and playful way, where you are engaging in the wonderful things that made you light up and made you so happy and excited when you were a kiddo, but also in the acknowledgement that your inner child can be triggered. Your inner child can struggle. Your inner child can flare up and show fear of the past repeating itself again. And if you're not aware of the depths of your inner child as a whole person, this inner child exists within you and is, has a whole identity, has a whole layered characteristic, persona, history, challenges, loves, fears. It all exists within your psyche as a complete person and has a really incredible role in the way that you as an adult interact with the world, interact with your loved ones, strives for new things, sets goals, and the way that you dream. And I think the significant thing here, and one thing I touched on, is that there are so many cards in Tarot, but also in so many Oracle decks, that point directly towards a part of your inner child that needs attention. Whether that's your inner child needs to play, you need to approach this with the joy of your inner child and the innocence and the hope and the optimism that sits within children, within your inner child. But if that's a message that comes through for you and your optimism and your innocence was squashed at a really young age and you weren't able to thrive within that optimism when you were a young child, then that's going to be really hard for you to do. But what do you do if you don't have that awareness? And all of a sudden you realize, gosh, I'm having a really hard time being optimistic about this. And if you're not aware of the fact that there's history there, your inner child doesn't feel safe. If you're not aware of that dynamic that's happening, you can kind of construe it into worrying about, gosh, maybe I'm not meant to succeed. It can lead to a lot of doubt. It can lead to just being simply scared of what's coming in, rather than understanding the depth of the dynamic that's happening there. And so let's take this example. If we look at a inner child that doesn't feel safe to dream, safe to be optimistic, then the role of the inner mother in that example is to nurture and to provide safety and security. And if with this example, if you didn't have that safety and security to dream and everything, you may have lacked that mothering when you were a young child. And this conversation is not about picking apart your parents and your childhood in that sense, but it is an invitation for you to be aware of maybe there was mothering that you were yearning for when you were a young child, and throughout your childhood there was mothering you may have been yearning for that you didn't receive. There may have been moments when you didn't feel safe and secure, and having that mothering energy, which can come from that mothering, the same way that we all can activate the mothering, the inner mother inside all of us, you can be mothered and provided you can receive that security, receive that emotional stability and all of the beauty that is mothering energy from men in your life, from other family members, from siblings. It doesn't have to be your mother, right? Some mothers are not good at the mothering energy, right? It's just the reality. We don't all lean into that strength. And it's in this example of you don't feel safe and secure enough to be optimistic, then the inner mother that is able to step in now you're able to tell yourself, you know, it's okay to dream and to wonder what your future could look like. And it's okay to simply allow that to take off. And now is not the time to ask how or why or when, all these big questions. Now is not the time to find answers. Let's just allow now to be that moment where you simply dream and hope. And if you are able to activate that comfort, that sense of nurturing, and the simplicity that sits there, because the reality is the innocence and optimism and dreams of a child are so simple because they don't get weighed down by the how, what, where, when, why, all those questions we can ask. And there's something that is really powerful that sits in that energy. You're able to manifest so much when you are genuinely being optimistic that way or dreaming that way, without everything getting so bogged down. And the role of the inner mother, again, in that moment, is just reminding yourself that it's okay to not have all the answers and to quiet the questions as they come up. Now's not the time. There will be a time to do that, but we don't need to do that right now. Let's focus on just letting the dreams come as they are. And it's such a wonderful gift you can give yourself. And it really doesn't have to be that complicated. You don't need to pick apart your whole childhood in order to do this. You can just say, look, now's not the time. I'm just going to give myself boundaries around this and say, now is the time to dream. How often do you have that much present awareness of what you're doing with your consciousness, right? Rather than letting it kind of just go willy-nilly and just take off. How often do you actually sit there and say, this is what this time is for? Because I've been invited to approach this stage of my life or this problem or this thing I'm trying to figure out with the dreams of a child. Gosh, what does that mean? If you're wondering, the card and tarot that's coming to mind is the Six of Cups. And it is such a wonderful card of innocence and play and the power that sits in there. And all it takes is a little bit of structure and a lot of love and a lot of patience. And so when we think about mothering energy, right, the inner mother, what comes to mind? If anything's coming to mind for you, well, go ahead and leave it in the chat. But the things that come to mind, obviously, we think of Mother Nature. Regardless of what your relationship with your own mother is, we all have a bond with Mother Nature. And Mother Nature is full of abundance. Mother Nature is peaceful. She is full of change, right? If you think of the seasons, but also consistency. Even if there is so much change happening from season to season, that same cycle is going to come and repeat itself again. That's so consistent. You have ancient history that sits within Mother Nature, this wonderful, divine, feminine, ancient history that holds so much wisdom, knowledge, culture. There's so much sitting there. Mother Nature is also so tied to intuition, to astrology, to the interconnectivity. There's community there. There's bonds there. It's not, the feminine energy is not meant to exist in solitude. There's community. There's friendships. There's love. There's trust because of this consistency. And so when you think of that next step, if you think of a mother, not your mother, again, I'm just going to keep making that clear, and not if you are a mother, not you as a mother, right? Let's just think about what is a mother and her responsibility. And when the idea that comes to mind of a thriving mother, this can be kind of hard to pick apart because so often we have to let go of what society has told us moms are supposed to do, right? Because I'm not going to get into that. But let go of that structured belief around it and think about what does a mother truly need in order to provide that, or what is she supposed to provide, right? There's a big job to do, taking care of the little ones. It's a big job. I have a little one. It's a big job. The things that a mother, when she's thriving, is able to fully embody is that nurture, beautiful, powerful, nurturing energy. It's security, safety, even if that security and safety is just within her arms. It's emotional stability. Being able to take whatever big emotions that your baby in front of you is having and just let them be. Take them in and breathe out peace. Because how else is your little kiddo going to regulate their emotions? They don't know how to do that yet. They're still learning. That's a beautiful responsibility of the mother to have that emotional stability. So we have consistency, safety, security, emotional stability. You have reactivity, right? Not blowing up and emotionally reactive, but the kiddo needs the mom right there. That consistency, that trust is built so quickly between the mom and the child. And so take this big image we have of both Mother Nature and the mother, the image of the mother. That is such a powerful force. And the biggest thing that sits with me is that idea of consistency. No matter what is going on no matter what challenge is coming up, no matter what is going on in the world, both Mother Nature and the mother show up consistently. That season is going to come up no matter what. The leaves are going to fall no matter what. Things will bloom and grow no matter what. The mother will show up for the child no matter what. And pay attention. If things are coming up for you right now, as I'm talking about this archetype of the mother, the image of the mother, if things are coming up for you and you're getting a little emotional and saying, wow, I didn't have that, or I haven't been able to provide that for my own children, know that the role of the mother is not something that one person can perfectly provide. It's why we have this saying, it takes a village, right? If one person is responsible for everything that I've just laid out, there is no way, unless they're a superhero, that they can do all of that and provide financially and like they're deal with what's going on in the world and deal with their own inner child, their own healing, their own growth, their own trauma. We are so layered as individuals, and the compassion that you can have for the people around you goes so far. And it is meant to take a village. All of these layers of what goes into the mother, what goes into Mother Nature, how that they're able to come show up for the people in their lives, should be embodied in some way by everyone within the family, everyone in the community. Because we're all flawed people. But as we're talking about all of these different aspects of the mother, if you're realizing that you're getting uncomfortable, or maybe your stomach is feeling a little twisted, or your throat's closing up, or your palms are sweating, these are all ways for you. It's always your inner child is communicating with you right now and saying, oh, I don't think I got that. Oh, wow, maybe that's why I get so nervous whenever I have to show up and provide that for other people, right? There's whatever that is coming up there. There's a lot of deep work that sits within connecting with your inner child and activating your inner mother. And if this is something you haven't stepped into and your feeling is flared up, I would encourage you to talk to somebody about it. Talk to a professional. I'm a big fan of therapy. I've been in therapy for years. I plan on being in therapy for many more. Go ahead and don't walk through this process alone. There's a lot there for many of us within this exploration of understanding our inner child. But what you can do is you can activate your inner mother. And let me see if we can just jump straight into how. Because that's the main question with all of this, right? The way that you can connect with your inner mother and provide that security for your inner child, it involves a lot of grace and compassion for yourself. And if the only thing that you take away from all of this is the phrase, I don't need to have it all figured out right now. By giving yourself that grace, you're giving yourself a huge gift. You're giving yourself compassion. You're giving yourself patience. You're giving yourself love. And if you can show up and do that consistently through everything, through any challenge that shows up, through any obstacle, through all these low moments that happen in our world, if you can show up and say, I don't need to have all the answers. I can lean on some people. It's okay to be triggered right now. Let's just not make a decision within this emotional space. Right? Activating your inner mother does take a level of awareness of your emotions. It takes awareness of your consciousness and awareness of your inner child. And it doesn't have to be complicated or doing all this big, deep work. It can be as simple as giving yourself grace and being patient. You don't need to have it all figured out right now. Life is a process. Life is about growth. You are not the same person today as you were 10 years ago, as you will be 10 years from now, as you will be 10 days from now. And if you are, then maybe that's something you should explore as well. Maybe that growth is something you need to prioritize more. And so that's the big umbrella access point, in a sense, into the way that you can activate your inner mother. And there's so many different like paths that explode from there, right? And a lot of it is tied to the mothering that you may have not received as a child. You could have had a superpower, like amazing, incredible family that supported you and took care of you in so many wonderful ways where you felt fulfilled and supported and safe. But maybe there was one aspect of it where you were saying, wow, I actually didn't really have that much room to make mistakes. And now if I make a mistake, I go straight into blame and shame and, oh, I should have known better, and you're that negative self-talk just takes off and explodes. And it really does have such a direct line to the way that you interact with yourself now and the way you interact with the people around you. Because not only can this be the way you react to yourself when you make mistakes, but it can be the way you react to your partner when they make mistakes, or your children when they make mistakes, or your friends, or your parents, right? The way that you interact with mistakes in general, that can be a big aspect here. All right, I have more I want to go into, but I'm going to check in with you guys here and see who's saying hi. Oh, we have Lori. Hi, you guys. If you missed Lori's show, you need to head over to 1-2 Radio and listen to Lori the Love Sherpa. She had an incredible show today. I could not believe what was coming out of her mouth and also her cards. They were just on point. It was incredible. Definitely go check out her show. She's every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time on 1-2 Radio. And I believe she's coming to YouTube soon. So stay tuned. All right. And Shell Bell is here. Would love a card. And let me check in with you. And her mother is saying that chocolate ice cream is the answer for this afternoon. Yeah, chocolate and ice cream is the answer most time. There's something that's, you know, the way we interact with food can also be so tied to our inner child and what they need and what they didn't get or what they were restricted around, right? It is every single aspect of the way we interact with everything now can easily be so tied to our child, our inner child. So I'm curious what your relationship with chocolate ice cream was when you were a kiddo, Shell. Okay, let me see what comes up for you for your card. Whoo! We have the Lady of the Lake. The Lady of the Lake, Shell. Okay. It is the card of absolute truth. It is the card of courage. It is the card of respecting yourself. The Lady of the Lake is powerful. She's in a position of power. She's in a position of deep knowledge. She is the mother. Goodness. I feel like you are. Let me get one more. Yeah. Beauty. All right. So it seems, and the butterfly is a card of beauty. It's also a card of change. And so it seems like you may not feel like right now you are able to fully embody the energy of the Lady of the Lake. You may not be able to fully sit comfortably within the powerful energy that sits there, but that energy is, you're being invited into that energy right now, the energy of the mother, the energy that sits within that ancient wisdom. You are being invited to truly activate a lot of what we're talking about right now, but also the layer of that the Lady of the Lake brings into this conversation actually is about courage. It's about leading. It's about stepping forward courageously and bravely. And the wonderful way that the butterfly here supports the Lady of the Lake is the butterfly talks about the beauty of cycles, the beauty of change, the beauty of things repeating themselves, but always in a little bit of a different way. So it seems like that change that you've been yearning for is coming. And you just have to go into it courageously. Let me see what other layer is coming up here. And it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to have fear. It's okay. Give yourself grace through this. You don't need to have it all figured out. That's the same topic we've been talking about. You don't need to have it all figured out. It's okay to be afraid. Being afraid is human. It's a human quality. It's something we all experience. And allow yourself just to go forward with the full confidence that you are capable. And that you are full of ancient wisdom that simply needs to be listened to. So maybe this is also an invitation to take some time to meditate. See what comes up. See how you can access that Lady of the Lake power and the wisdom that sits there. And Jill says, I am the mama. Yes, you are. You are the mama. Your mama energy is strong. Absolutely. Good. Thank you so much for asking for a card. It's incredible how it always ties into the bigger conversation that we're having, because I do feel intuitively inclined to these topics, and I feel like they always do tie into your worlds in some way, and it's so wonderful to be able to see that happen, see the connections that exist there. And all right, so if anyone else would like a reading, apparently, about your inner mother, if that's where we're drawn towards, go ahead and leave a comment. I'm going to check in on everyone on Facebook and see if I've missed anybody here. I know some people don't like the full switch over to YouTube, which is fine. We can work with you guys, and however you're comfortable connecting with us. Just always takes a little longer to load. All right, looks like I've got everybody good. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to go into when talking about, I want to go into a few more examples about the way that you can activate your inner mother. I want to talk about a couple more things that I think everyone struggles with, everyone has a hard time with, and is also just at the forefront of my mind right now with being a mom and living, you know, living with my family, right, and the struggles that exist in everyday life there. And I want to talk about taking care of your space, taking care of your home. We all are shaped by the way that our family interacted with our home when we were children, right? The way, whether, you know, imagine if your whole family only cleaned when they were stressed, right? And then the cleaning process was stressful. And it only happened maybe when people were coming over, so there was that additional stress. You were going to have to be so aware of that history in order to be able to take care of your home in a way that is not stressful now. It's so simple, right? And that's an extreme example. But how are other ways that families can interact with cleaning and interact with taking care of your home in a way that maybe you'll have a little more dynamic or complex layers to it? Say that you have one family member, one parent, who is extremely like anal about the way that you take care of your home. Maybe there's a bit of ADD, maybe they're type A, there's just extreme, like, everything is done on a certain day of the week, you have very clear structure around it, it's intense, right? But then you have another parent who may be the one who follows the lead there, in that sense of they don't really care that much, but they know they need to do it, and it's not something that's a value or a priority for them, but they do it to keep the peace. But then there's a lot of tension that exists there because the cleaning probably only happens for that second parent in order to not piss off the first one, right? Like, that's just one example that's coming to mind. If you are a child in that context, where you also have your own, some children are very, they love cleaning. They love keeping things organized. They have their systems. It's something that they, it's a personality type. Other kids don't care, right? Like, it's something that is ingrained in just part of our personalities. You either enjoy doing it or you find it as a value or you don't. But then, so there's that one layer to it too. But then there's the other layer that comes up is the influence you had with your family and the way cleaning was interacted with in your home. So if you had that example of those two parents, then you're probably also just trying to not make a mess, not cause any issue in order to keep the peace. That's a really hard way to exist as a kid. Kids are messy. Kids are meant to have fun and make messes and do projects and then do all that. Like, it's so hard to exist as a child and not impact the space around you. That is so restricting. And so then as you go into adulthood, there's normally two ways you can respond. You can either continue to exist in that way, trying not to impact your space around you. This can also expand so much further beyond the way you interact with your home. Maybe this is how you interact in your workspace. Maybe this is how you interact when you're in other people's homes. This can make new relationships really challenging, right? This can make connecting with somebody or moving in with someone very challenging. And so if you've reacted this way where you are so nervous around impacting the space around you, then taking care of your home is going to be full of so much stress and anxiety and fear. And we haven't even gotten into what the consequences would have been when you were a child, but whatever those consequences were, are that fear and that worry is going to sit with you as an adult as well. You can also react in the opposite way. You left home and suddenly didn't have that restriction or that fear, so you don't care at all about the way you impact the space around you because now you're finally free. Well, that causes its own issues. You say, gosh, I'm not going to exist in my parents' home anymore. I don't care what my space looks like. I'm just going to let everything explode. It's really important to be aware of these things too, because the way you interact with your home, if you have a family, it's a very big part of your world. And so the way that we understand that history holds so much impact in the way we interact with our space. So let's keep running with this example. Say you left your home and now you don't care how you impact your space. You just leave the explosions and maybe every once in a while you clean because you have to, but there's probably still some stress around that and there's probably a lot of anxiety and you probably push it off. Now, if you have a family and if you all of a sudden have to figure out, how am I going to do this in a way that's not stressful and traumatizing? Then it takes time to explore that. And it's going to take your inner mother. And your inner mother in this moment should be able to step in and say, look, you are safe to be. You are safe to impact this space. You deserve to have space in our home. You deserve to simply leave. You deserve to be here. And then that's step one. Step two is, and now let's look at our options in order to bring love, joy, grace, and peace into this process of resetting our home with love. Because our home is such a huge part of who we are. And that opportunity to love our space is a big one. But if that's full of stress and if that's full of anxiety, then that's what we're filling our home with. And that's just suffocating. So being able to allow your inner mother to say, let me show you ways that we can take care of our home with joy by putting music on and dancing while we clean, by doing it not alone or not in last minute stress, but by connecting with the people around us too, and doing it as a team. And again, I mean, and this is applicable to everybody. This, you know, some people are simply okay with just letting your home be as it is, and it doesn't need to change at all, and that's fine. Other people, you need to have your home a certain way for your pets, or for, maybe you have roommates, or for your children and for your family, right? There's so many different ways that this can apply, and it's going to be different for all of us, but the way that the mother helps through this process, the inner mother that you can activate helps through this process, is through kindly and lovingly say, look, exist in your space, take up room, allow that to be joyful. And then let's take that next step and continue that joy into taking care of our home as well. See, Lori's saying, I saw that problem. I solved that problem very easily. I just never clean. See, and that's the other option that you can always do if you don't have to worry about other people in that sense and the dynamic that exists in your home, then you can obviously have that as an option as well. It is. There's so, all of us have so many varied experiences in that sense. It's, but I still think that awareness of the origins that you have is so important, because it's the only way that I think that you'll be able to give yourself grace truly through the challenges that come up every day. And so before we sign off and finish for the day, the other example I want to look at is, that's a big one. Like, if you are having like financial struggles, the world's kind of crazy right now. Everything's getting more expensive. I think everyone's kind of having financial struggles, or at least is becoming more and more aware of finances in that sense. If you had, if your parents were struggling financially, or there was a lot of inconsistency or job changes, or, you know, or when parents become unemployed, like there's, that impacts the child in so many ways. And again, this is not to blame your parents. This is simply to become aware of what your origin is, and to become aware of the way that you interacted with finances and financial struggles as a child, right? And so if your parents lost their jobs or changed their careers and there were financial struggles but never talked about it, and it was never acknowledged, and there was never any transparency, or there was always, maybe there was always stress around it and worry, and that worry was just so palpable, then any time that you experience a shift in your own finances, or there is some unpredictability to your income, you are probably going to be just a pile of nerves. It's a nerve-wracking thing. But sometimes those nerves are heightened or so much more extreme than they need to be. And what would your inner mother do in that situation of you having a bit of financial insecurity or lack of consistency within your income? The beautiful inner mother would probably go back to, it's okay to not have everything figured out right now. And then would hold your hand as you take this next step. How can you, as your inner mother, hold the hand of your inner child and say, look, the past is not going to repeat itself. What happened before doesn't need to happen again. And let's go into these next steps consciously, without worry and fear. You can let that go. So much of activating your inner mother involves giving yourself permission to release. It involves giving yourself permission to let go of fear. It's truly a it's truly a wonderful gift you can give yourself. And it's something that may sound overly simple, but is really just, I mean, sometimes all you need is a hand to hold. Like, I think about the times that my kiddo has to deal with something truly uncomfortable, growing pains, a tooth coming through, right? And is in so much pain. Sometimes just by me showing up and being by his side, he goes from clearly being in so much pain and so uncomfortable and crying to laughing. And the stark difference is so shocking. It shocks me every time. And it's powerful because all I've done is show up. And it always makes me think, whenever this happens, how powerful, you can probably hear him, how powerful would it be if you're able to simply show up for yourself and show up for your own inner child and provide that consistency, that security, that safety through your inner mother that your inner child so desperately needs. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be quite simple. Once you start digging a little deeper, if it gets complicated, that's okay. But always come back to, you don't have to have everything figured out, and I'm here. Those two things are really beautiful gifts that you can give your inner child. All right, you guys, there's my spiel on how to activate your inner mother. We're coming to the end of the hour. I can't, this really flew by. I thank you so much for being here. For those of you who are new to my channel, go ahead and I have a couple, I did this really powerful reading about the month of July. We're halfway through, so you still have some messages waiting for you there. The month of July for each zodiac sign. So go ahead and you can find the timestamp in the bottom of the description and you can jump straight to your sun sign. I encourage you to also listen to your rising and your moon sign. There's a lot of really wonderful messages there for all layers of your astrological identity. And I'll be releasing more similar videos soon. So be kind to yourself through this Mercury retrograde. You don't need to blame. You don't need to fear the Mercury retrograde, you guys. It's simply just part of the cycle we always go through. So embrace the power that actually sits within it, the reflection that you're invited into. And if you want more information about that, you should go listen to Mark or C.A. Brooks, because they are the powerhouses there that have so much wisdom. So I'll let them dive into that big topic. But you can always find me over at 12listen.com if you would like a private and personal reading. I have a wide variety of email-based services available there. One that's been a favorite of mine recently is I have a recorded 10-minute reading where you can ask up to 3 questions or just ask for a general reading and see what comes up. It's at a really great rate, and this way you get the file of the 10-minute reading, and you can listen to it anytime you want. So you can find that over at 12listen.com/Serena, and it's under my email-based services. But in the meantime, thank you for being here today. You guys can join me again next week at 11 a.m. on every Monday for the next live stream. And I hope you all enjoy the rest of your week. And I hope you all are able to activate your inner mother and give yourself some grace. Give yourself some love and give the same to the people in your world as well. So thanks for being here, you guys. I will see you all next time and enjoy the rest of your day.